You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. 40th Street, Lowry Street.
Research done on dogs in New York City reveals that different neighborhoods have different dogs that are most popular. Shih Tzu and Maltese are most popular in the Upper East Side, Rottweilers in the South Bronx, Pit Bulls and Chihuahua Spanish Harlem, and Cocker Spaniels in Ridgewood, Queens. Dogs are everywhere. The Department of Health estimates the exact number of dogs in the city to be around 500,000. This means for the 8 million people that live in New York City, there is one dog for every 16 people. Almost everywhere. Dogs have been living with humans for around 12,000 years. Ancient tombs have been found with dogs buried along with humans. At that time, the dogs were more like wolves. As time went on, dogs evolved to fit into the domestic space. Dogs still remain genetically similar to wolves, but there were significant changes to them so they could live with us. Their skulls and teeth have become smaller because they did not need to hunt anymore. Most people favor looks and obedience over good hunting skills. So, as dogs evolved, the traits of wagging tails and multicolored coats are favored more as they ensured better survival. Even their brains became smaller so that they would need to eat less and become easier to maintain. As biologist James Serple writes, the domestic dog exists in the no man's land between the human and non-human, neither person nor beast.
This Safari 7 podcast was created by Sally Konganokar and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.